Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bringing Balance to Your Business with your star, Christy Weiss. Christy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm your host, Ian Roach. And today, Christy, I think we're going to talk about, I'm going to frame this as part one of two, because we're going to talk today about accounts receivable. Next week, we'll talk about accounts payable. And these are two significant concepts, I think, in the accounting world, bookkeeping world. And we thought we'd divide it into two episodes and focus on each. So accounts receivable, first of all, what are they?
Accounts receivable is when you're making sales with your business on credit or on account. So basically, you're letting people use credit in your own business with sales where they will pay for their goods or services at a later time.
So in the case of our business, Milius Terra, we've tried to set it up that we invoice at the first of the month, and we invoice in what we call arrears, but we're extending, in essence, credit to every one of our clients. We send them a bill every month and they pay us.
That's correct. Yes.
So what happens then if the client doesn't pay?
To assist you in getting payment from your clients, a lot of businesses will choose to make terms on payment. And that's when often you see on invoices terms net 30, net 60. And that basically means that payment is due on that invoice in that many days. So basically, if you're having issues with collecting on your invoices, you do have some options. You can make the net 30, net 60 statements, where it does show people that they do have that amount due within that many days. And if they do not pay in that many days, you can also put additional terms on it, such as 2%, which means 2% interest per month until the amount is paid.
In our case, we used to do our own invoicing. So we generate the invoices, and when we met with you, we'd hand them off. We have since started to use your bookkeeping service to actually generate the invoices for us. So you make those and then we send them out to the clients. How do you track outstanding amounts? How do you track those invoices?
Well, what I do is I do generate the invoice from my system. And so when I receive your data or your records the following month, I enter in the payments that have come in, and those payments that are still outstanding will show up on an accounts receivable record. And so I can track basically however many periods I want or choose the time frame for the period. Right now, I do use QuickBooks, so I use the 30, 60, 90 days. So I can actually track your receivables in those periods plus 90 days. 90 days and over are also tracked like that.
And when we meet monthly, you hand off to us financial statements. That's part of it, as we look at how we're doing in collecting the money that's owed to us.
Absolutely, yes.
And that can be very useful, obviously, for any business to know, or, you know, clients that are getting up there in 30, 60, 90 plus days.
Exactly, yes. With that type of information, when you have a lot of clients, it can really draw a picture for you for collections. And it can also be used to be able to monitor cash flow as well. So if you have a lot of clients, then that way, if you're monitoring cash flow and you find that there are particular clients that may have issues with paying on time, that may be a business strategy you could use if you're needing to make big business decisions, such as scaling back or possibly properly segregating your time to clients. If you have ones that aren't paying quite as well as others, that might be a big consideration for how much work you're actually taking on for each of the clients.
Okay, gotcha. So we talked about maybe one way of reminding the client that they owe you money is through statements. Can you suggest any other ways to encourage clients to pay, knowing that in some cases you can't really tick them off because you still need them, right?
Well, that's true. But there are the receivables calling. You can always call to try to remind them that there are receivables outstanding, and staying on a good client. Good client communication is extremely important for any business. So if you are staying on a client, yes, you don't want to tick them off. But on the other hand, you also are needing a reliable client base to keep your business healthy.
We didn't talk about this before, but I'll ask this question now. So accounts receivable, do they show up on your balance sheet?
Yes, accounts receivable will show up on your balance sheet as an asset, because that is, it's almost like in a similar spot as your bank or your bank account. Your bank account is the cash that you've already received, and accounts receivable are the sales that you've made, but you haven't received the cash for them yet.
Okay, and that's considered an asset in some ways.
It is considered an asset, actually. Yes. What does happen, though, is if accounts receivable get too old, you can write off accounts receivable to bad debt. So that actually means you're taking the receivable out of the system. So you're actually putting it towards a bad debt and saying, I don't think I'm actually going to be able to collect this sale. So you actually reverse the sale in a way that you actually put it towards a bad debt, and your sales then account for the regular sales you have less the amount that you don't think you'll be able to collect.
Okay. So if we get to the point where we have a client that hasn't paid for whatever reason, they're not paying, we can eventually say, we're never going to get that money, and we can write it off, or we don't think we're going to get that money. It becomes a bad debt. Is there any hard and fast rules for when you should do that?
It can be a very case-to-case basis. If you're, say, dealing with a company that hasn't paid you yet but is filing bankruptcy, and you really don't think you're going to get payment, and it hasn't been that long, I mean, there are options, and it is, like I said, a case-by-case basis. But yes, you can write off bad debts. You can write off receivables that have become old. And when you do that, you're also backing out the GST and PST. So that way, you've already paid those taxes for when you made the sale. So you actually get to basically take an internal credit or deduct them from the amount that you'll be remitting in the next period to reflect the bad debt. If you by chance can collect on that bad debt after you've already written it off, there is ways to show that in your records as well as being a recoverable bad debt.
Okay, so keeping track of your accounts receivable, a bookkeeper can do this for you.
Absolutely, yes. Depending on your needs, you can always communicate well with your bookkeeper and let them know if you want those records, how often you want those records. And if needed, you can also even see if the service is available, if you'd rather have them contact the long outstanding receivables in hopes of collecting those debts.
Okay. Would you happen to know of a bookkeeper that you could employ to help you with this? And if so, how would you get a hold of that bookkeeper?
If I can assist anyone in this area, or assist anyone that is owning a local business, you can contact me by telephone 306-530-6994. You can contact me on my website, christywiese.com. You can contact me by email, christy.wiese@outlook.com. Or you can go onto my Facebook page, Christy Wiese BBA.
Okay, excellent. And that's accounts receivable. The other side of that is accounts payable, and we'll be back to talk to you next week about accounts payable.
Sounds good.
See you then.